It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. Today is the birthday of legendary Hollywood film producer David O. Selznick, who made a string of huge hits in the 1930s through the 1950s. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1902, he moved to Hollywood in 1926. Many of his outstanding pictures of the 1930s were extravagant melodramas, such as A Star is Born, or meticulous adaptations of literary classics such as David Copperfield. But he is unquestionably best remembered for Gone with the Wind, which won 10 Academy Awards. The younger of two sons born to Louis and Florence Selznick, David was exposed to filmmaking from an early age. His father was a successful silent film producer and director in his own right, and David spent a good deal of his youth learning the business as his apprentice. The family was also well off enough that he was able to attend Columbia University for a time. In 1923, however, Louis Selznick's company filed for bankruptcy, and David was forced to leave Columbia. The family had to sell off all its possessions, and shortly after that, David decided to head west in search of his fortune. In 1926, he made his way to Los Angeles and used his father's connections to help land a job at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, already one of the most powerful studios in the system. He was eventually promoted to story editor and associate producer and began working on westerns. When he was let go by the studio the following year, he quickly rebounded, landing himself a job in the story department at Paramount, and over the next couple of years he rose to the position of associate producer there as well. When in 1931, Paramount, suffering the financial impact of the Great Depression, asked him to take a pay cut, he refused, choosing instead to leave for RKO, where he was hired as vice president and put in charge of production. It was there that he began to make a name for himself as a producer, consistently making movies of the highest quality with the best casts and the largest budgets. Among his notable achievements at RKO were A Bill of Divorcement, in which he cast Katharine Hepburn in her first screen role, and the legendary film King Kong, which featured then groundbreaking special effects and was a huge commercial success. In 1936, he founded Selznick International Pictures. Unchecked now by studio heads, his creativity was allowed to soar unencumbered. In 1937, he paid Margaret Mitchell an incredible $50,000 for the rights to transform her epic novel of the Civil War into film, and his creation would become one of the greatest movies in history. The following year, Selznick again won the Academy Award for Best Picture, this time for Rebecca, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Selznick would make more films, many of them outstanding ones, for the next 20 years, assuring his place among the Hollywood giants. On June 22, 1965, he died of a heart attack at age 63, and was buried at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California, alongside such movie legends as Walt Disney, Humphrey Bogart, and Errol Flynn. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 10th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.